Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Please control the audio output.
And
our
control is good.
5, 9, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Raj Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Hello! Welcome to another edition of Crush Grooves. I am your host, Miss La Crush Hearts. And I have my co-host who just slid in here.
Looking at my time card, make sure I punch in.
Yes. What's going on, Black Reporter?
It's another Thursday in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is. Just another Thursday in the neighborhood.
The last Thursday of the month, we might say.
Yes. It is the last Thursday of the month of July. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. It's like we've just
already
started.
We've already gone halfway through the year already.
Yeah, we're working on the second half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Excuse my background. The neighbors from across the hall are here, and they're all under the age of 10. So, with that being said, you might hear a lot of noise. Hold on. Let me finish my sentence. So you might hear a lot of noise in the background. However, I'm going to keep the show going because that's how I do. Now, what you was going to say, Black Reporter?
I was about to say we got Crush's daycare this evening.
Yeah, sort of speak. So y'all might hear me mute my phone here and there because it gets kind of loud. You know, I don't want to keep screaming at them like I did last show. That was not cool. Unfortunately, y'all know I don't normally like background, you know, but, you know. So, can I just do that? Can I just catch my breath, please?
Yeah.
I've been out since 9:45, and I walked in here at 8 o'clock. So, I am literally just preparing at the last minute. We left out of here. It was raining. And then it was beautiful. So, sorry about that. I left out of here at 9:45. It was raining. I come back at 7:45, and it's starting to rain, tornado watch warnings and thunderstorms, and it's lightning. And
Wait.
Just
you're not in
my
Louisiana.
Hold on. Just my type of weather. Go ahead. What you going to say?
You're not in Louisiana.
Exactly. But we have tornado watch warnings and all that, from what I've been told. I have not seen the news today, so you know, can I just say that? Can I just get that off my chest?
Go ahead.
You just had to get that out. We are live, 805-830-8320. We got good conversation. We got good music. Shout out to everybody from the Fancy Lounge. And I'm starting a brand new group called Wet World. Yeah. That's going to be our adult group. So shout out to that. We also have a brand new show starting next week. I got so much going on. Whew. We got a brand new show starting next week, hopefully 10 p.m. Wednesday. It's called Swinger State of Mind. I got two brand new co-hosts to Team Fantasy, Trinity B and Frenchie, both very experienced, been in there 10 years plus in the lifestyle. We're going to talk about everything from the swings lifestyle to some fetishes, We're going to go to the taboo side of sexuality during this show. So definitely join us Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. That's my plan. What else I got going on? excuse me, I got a party going on Saturday, Black Reporter, right? So at the very last minute, I have to do all my shopping for my party, you know. So today, I went out shopping for my party. And I picked
up how much, what was the final ticket?
The final ticket, I haven't done the whole tally, but I left with a little over 200, and I came back with 20.
Okay.
And that's just my side. We're not even including my roommate's side. So she spent way more than I did. But I was able to get me a new swimsuit, which I have not purchased in over 8 years. Okay.
No, wait. Let me ask you a question. I could have sworn I heard somewhere along the line that someone was buying a two-piece.
I did. I bought a two-piece.
You did?
Yes.
For the party?
It's two pieces. It's a bathing suit. Not for no party.
Oh.
All right. It's two pieces. Okay, so let me tell you the deal, right? I have not bought a suit actually since my senior year in high school. I have not bought a swimsuit. Literally. Me personally, I have not gone to the store and bought a swimsuit since my senior year in high school. I am now going to be 32 years of age. So it's over 10 years, if you will.
And we are buying a swimsuit for a...
The hell of it. I need a bathing suit.
No. For a serious, supersized BBW.
Ew, why gotta do that? Anyway, let me tell y'all what happened. All right, so like I said, I've been on Facebook, you know, I've been on Instagram, I should say, all day in the stores, finding a mirror, snapping a shot or whatever. So if you go on my Facebook page, you will see there's a photo of me wearing a top of a tankini. A tankini is actually a tank top bathing suit with the briefs. So I was in Target, now, of all places. I went to Target. They have a brand new section, and it actually had the size, like two sizes below my normal size. So I was like, well, it's a bathing suit. It's supposed to fit snug and all that good stuff because I have boobage, you know. So, you know, anyway, I tried on the suit over my clothes. It was over my clothes. I tried on the tank of the suit. It fit. All right, bet. So we went, we priced it. It was $25 just for that one piece. No bottoms. I had to buy the bottoms separate, which was another $20-something. Anyway, so I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to my big girl store. Shout out to The Avenue, avenue.com. If you are size above 24, y'all need to check out The Avenue. They pop in, avenue.com.
Oh, yo,
anyway.
You don't do Kappa.
Huh?
You don't do captains?
We don't have captains out here. You got to do that online. Yeah,
okay.
We don't have captains. Those type of stores we got to do by catalog.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm in the Avenue. I go to the Avenue, and I actually didn't go to the Avenue for a bathing suit. I wasn't shopping for a bathing suit. I was shopping for my party Saturday. But anyway, we go to the Avenue. They have bathing suits on sale 60% off. Now, mind you, I am a super-sized, big, beautiful woman. My size is normally a 30 to a 32. And for my bathing suit, we're normally in the $80 range, $80 plus, you know, $125. We're normally for a tankini, for any type of bathing, even a one-piece, we're up there, you know, unless they have. Well, anyway, it's 60% off for the bathing suit. My bathing suit was originally, I'm going to tell you right now because it's right in front of me. It was originally $78.99. It was really $78.99.
And you got
right.
The store with what?
Two-piece. Well, hold on. Let me get to my story. Don't be rushing me. So we get to the cash register, and from the $78.99, it dropped down to $27.06.
Wow.
The best part of that is if you sign up for a free store card, you got an additional 30% off your purchase. So in total, I end up spending $19.04. And the second part of that, I dropped down basically a whole dress size. I told y'all I've been in the process of losing weight and stuff like that. So since, say, like the beginning of this year up until now, I have lost a total of almost like 57 pounds, almost 60 pounds. And I dropped down a whole dress size. Like I could fit in a size below what I normally wear, which was a 30-32. So now I could wear a 26-28.
Let me ask you a question. Was that losing weight purposely or just how you were living your life?
No, in the beginning it wasn't. The beginning, remember, I came back and I told y'all I was like, I went from 420 to like 380.
Yeah.
Right. So that wasn't. Then from the 380 down to the 360, it actually was. If you follow me on Facebook, you haven't been on Facebook in like eons, but if you follow me on Facebook, y'all see that I was trying to cut out the soda. I was eating more salad, fruit salad. You know, I was going through this whole, I was trying to stop buying the,
thank Bloomberg for that.
I was stop buying the, outside food. We was cooking more. So that was the stuff that I was doing, and it paid off. I dropped, you know, almost 20 pounds.
Congratulations.
And, you know, since March up until now, a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks ago, I went to the doctor, and I was down basically 365.
Congratulations.
You know, so I dropped down 20 pounds. Thank you very much. And
I give you permission to give yourself a hand.
You give me permission to give myself a hand?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I deserve it. I deserve it. I was not going to... I was not going to pass up the opportunity because I'm awesome.
Exactly.
So basically, that's what it was for the most part. Like I said, I went out, got out like 9:45. We hit Mickey D's. From Mickey D's, we went to the mall. From the mall, ooh, and I got me some ice cream. Anyway, I'll tell y'all about my day a little later. Shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for taking the time to join us. The chat room is open for all those that want to chat with me. I am in the chat room. I do read your chats online. I'm on air, and I might just answer on air. So go ahead and make a free account on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Upper right corner, sign in or make a free account. Join us in the chat room. Shout out to On a Quest. Thank you very much. He said, good for you, crush. Shout out to Formal Ray. Got to give a shout out to Formal Ray with his handsome self. Also want to give a shout out to Sunny because she hit me up this morning because I was like, I don't know if it's going to be a show. She said, what you mean? She texted me this morning like, what you mean y'all know? So I told her, but I'm here, Sunny. I did not disappoint. I'm here with my bells on, sweat coming down my face. Oh, my goodness, what a day, what a day, what a day.
And I've gotten you good also.
Okay.
While I may not have my cell phone as of yet, mm-hmm. which is going to change hopefully soon,
yes,
do have my computer.
Wait, can you get on Facebook?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I can see parts of Facebook because, but if you have MSN Messenger.
Uh-huh.
You can message me at fcdominique_0531.
Oh.
At Hotmail.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
let's see. I got a hell of a friend request on Facebook right now because I haven't been here all day. People are cursing me out. Can I give a shout-out to Ronald. Ronald hit me up. He's been hitting me up, and I've been busy all week doing everything. I've been doing everything because, like I said, I'm having this birthday party for my homegirl, Charisma, who called in on Tuesday, joined the conversation a bit. It's her birthday. She wanted to get a little freaky. So we're throwing, one of my famous swing parties for her in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Right. So, you know, we got to represent for the super size BBW, the super fluffy flirt. I can't go out there looking a hot mess. So today, you know, I just got out the nail salon. I got my nails done. I got my toes did. My feet all smooth so I can suck on my toes.
I got a question for you. Have you ever visited Zusk?
Who?
Zusk.
Zusk?
Yeah.
Is that the website where you make little characters on it?
No. Oh. It's a dating website.
Oh, no. I haven't done it. I don't do it. I really don't do dating websites unless I can advertise on it. I really don't do dating websites unless I can advertise on it. I'm on a social network type thing like Facebook, MySpace.
Okay.
I still got Black Planet, Adult Space, stuff like that. I really don't do... You know, I got my own dating website, though, www.supersizesingles.com. I need to sign up for a free account. Go there right now, supersizesingles.com, part of the largefriends.com network. Anyway.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that when I get back in my
Can
room.
I just do that, folks? Can I do that again? Because I am hot. One of my fans broke. I'm trying. I'm doing so good, Black Reporter. We're in the middle of the summer, and
the hottest
I have
summer
not used
in
my
30
AC.
Years.
Huh?
You have what?
I said we're in the middle of the summer, and I have not one time, not once, turned on my AC.
The hottest summer in nearly 30 years, they say.
I have not turned it on that one time. Big old black old me. That's probably another reason why I lost 20 pounds because I'm sitting up here sweating. Anyway, this is a musical show. This is a musical show, and I do need to play some music. Well, I want to play some music. Since it's a rainy day in New York City, our list consists of rain. Somebody once again made a request. Making Love in the Rain. I want to get all up in his mind because I want to know why did he request Making Love in the Rain.
Ooh.
Right. With some,
We're going there.
So I just decided, you know what? Let's put together some rain music. That's what it's called.
Oh, my God.
We got some rain music. If you got a song request that has to do with rain, shoot me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/heartsradio. You can hit up my Twitter, but most likely hit me up online at 805-830-8320. Press that number 1, and we'll bring you on live. I see you 646. I see you 718. How you doing? I see the 1111111111. I think that's the first lieutenant, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the first lieutenant of Phone Fantasy Radio?
Yes, it is, more than likely.
What's... Oh, who's that?
What's up?
Oh, what the hell? Why are you sounding like that? What's wrong?
I'm sounding like what?
Like you ain't got
like
no energy at all.
In mud.
Like your face is buried in the pillow. Like you have no energy whatsoever. What's going on?
Same difference.
You're absolutely right. I have no energy whatsoever.
Oh, my
Blame
goodness.
Blame it on the rain.
Right, blame it on the rain. Me and Black Reporters describe our day, our week so far. We're going to come back, and we're going to get all up into brick business because we want to know why she sound like that. Mm-mm. Aren't y'all curious? We got to get all up in there. Like I said, 805-830-8320. Here goes some music. This is a song request by Former Ray. He wants to be making love in the rain. It says play. It's good grief. Oh, there you go. He want to make love in the rain. So we're going to get all up in his business soon, too. So stay locked.
Joy is free.
Tonight. Welcome to Crush Grooves once again. I am La Crush Hart with my co-host
Black Reporter
and the First Lieutenant Brick. We ended this first segment of the night. I Wish It Would Rain, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Awesome. Before that, we went a little new school with Rain On Me, Ashanti. And like I said, it was by request tonight, the first request of the night from Formal Ray, Making Love in the Rain, with Herb and Janet. Janet Jackson was on that right there. What you think, Black Reporter?
Some of the greatest love music is rain music.
Some of the greatest love music what?
Is rain music.
Is rain music? You think
yes.
so?
I know so.
You know so, yeah?
I know so.
Okay. You ain't got to beat me up. like I said, we was coming back from the break. Shout out to everybody that's hit me up at one time. Facebook. I ain't been here all day. My phone buzzing because everything is synced. But I said when we come back that we was going to get into Brick Day. Brick, because Brick sounded all down like she needed to get it off her chest. What's going on, Brick?
There is zero motivation. Zero.
What's wrong, Brick?
What's wrong? You're making me feel down. What's going on, Brick? I'm just, what happened? What's going on? What's up?
Just lazy.
Is it me or she's talking real slow?
She's taking some helium. That's what it is.
It's like she's talking real slow.
She's inhaling helium.
I see some people got their hands up. Coming from the BX, I know who this person is. The Way of the BX from the 646. What up, Neutron?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing with me? I figured I would meet you. Hey, what's going on, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
What's going on, everybody? Let's see you again. You know, I was just staying here on AM radio listening to my personal music, but I would share now. So, what's the deal in this rainy night?
I know, right? It's not even just raining. Like, we got tornado warnings. Didn't we just have one last year? Matter of fact, we had two last year. Yeah, last year. You black boy. We had two little mini tornadoes. I don't even know. So to us, it was big. To me, it was big because I live in New York City. The only tornado I seen was in Oz and on the news. So.
You said y'all had a tornado last year. I said last year.
Yeah.
We had the last tornado watch we had was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, but this is tornado season, isn't it? From like November to November, something like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like November to November, like that's a season, right? No, that's a whole year. Anyway. Just realized what I said. I spelled my name all wrong. Shout out to Sun752. How are you doing?
Well,
Lutron, how's your week going so far?
So far, I know. No complaints. Only problem is, I'm outside working outside. I bumped into some, and then, I bumped into some, I had seen some hookers out one at the 100 point area while I was going to 7-Eleven.
Oh.
No, it's just, see nothing but mixed bitches on, stay in the corner, shit, showing their asses and shit. Oh, that's wild.
Oh.
No, they be out every morning.
You live an exciting life. From Louisiana. Baton Rouge.
The one.
The one.
The only.
The only. Multiple personalities. Lady C, a.k.a. What's going on?
Sugar.
Lady C, a.k.a.
Hi. Hi,
what's
everybody.
Going on? Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show. How's your week going so far, Lady C?
It's going good. I'm finalizing everything about my business.
Yay. And how's the new job?
Is actually going through?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I will officially take over on Monday morning. It will be opening up under my management.
Where?
All in her business. Look at you back and forth. sure, if you need business, this is a good way to promote it, I guess. You know, we got people representing from Louisiana.
She had told me something about it, and I was wondering, are you going back in the state building?
It's a state building, agriculture building.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
In the state building. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I got like 5 people hitting me up trying to holler right now. My computer freezing. I know, right? My computer freezing and all that good stuff. But, okay, so here's the deal. Everybody that's tuned into the show for the last couple of weeks know I had a cat visit by the name of Kitty. And I renamed, her name is Meow. I renamed her the Kitty. And then I gave her the name Maria Kato. Well, Kitty, since then, over the weekend, past weekend, returned back home. So, I fell in love with having a cat in my house, Kitty walking over me, Kitty making noise, playing with Kitty booty hole. Anyway, I went online, and I went to this famous website, Craigslist. Y'all know about that. And we put in, we put in a request to find a free cat that somebody's giving away. Well, we found a cat. It came from the other side of Brooklyn. Well, not too far from me, Brooklyn. And we got it delivered today. So when I came home, it actually got home before I did. When I came home, there was this BBC at my house, and his name is Matt. And he's a guy.
Oh,
and
my God.
He's brown and orange, and he looks like a fucking tiger. He is so fucking big. I can't even take a picture of him because I can't find my phone, first of all. And he's running around the house hiding from us because, like I said, he's brand new. But he's fucking huge. Like, he looks like a panther. Like, he's big. Like, Kitty wasn't that big. Kitty came here with her ribs showing.
Maybe
like, he came here with a rim shot, his belly is dragging on the floor. Kitty came here with a rim shot, and this nigga belly is dragging on the floor, and he looking up at me with his big brown eyes, and then he going to run away when I come in. Listen, I'm the last person you need to run away with, because I'm the one who's going to feed you. Mine ain't going to feed you. Mine going to feed But he's on a diet. He can only eat once a day. Like, this is... I was like he's bigger than a chihuahua. Like, he's like a medium size. Like, he's huge for a cat. Like, he is huge. Like, he was living well before they got rid of him. For real.
That's Garfield's brother.
Exactly. He looked just like Garfield. No lie. He looked just like Garfield. The same color, except his stripes are dark brown and his skin is orange. But just like Garfield. He got big brown eyes. And his name is Max. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take a picture of y'all. Hopefully he'll fit in the camera, but he is huge.
They feed
are feeding him. I will do that.
We got a new member of the Phone Fantasy family.
Yeah, we got a new member of the Phone Fantasy family. Actually, we got three new members. We got Max, who is my brand new kitty. This time he's mine. He's in my house. He will not be going nowhere.
He's that big, you can't call him kitty. He's a cat.
Right, exactly. That's why I said, yo, I said the same thing. I said, that's a BBC, a big brown cat. He's no kitty. He's a BBC. Like, I'm a BBW, and he's a BBC. Damn, he is so big, and he's tall, too. He's long. Like, I'm gonna get him on it. He got big brown eyes, like they're big, dark and brown.
Let me ask you a question. Are those eyes that an owner can fall in love with?
You know who you remind me of when you say that?
Who?
The Puss in Boots. That's what you remind me of. You know, Puss in Boots, and when he gave him the sad puppy eyes face.
Yeah.
Right, that's what his face looked like, the Puss in Boots. He looked exactly like the Puss in Boots.
That's what I thought of.
And if y'all watch the show, y'all watch that cartoon, the Puss in Boots, the movie, and on Shrek 3, and he's all fat.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, that's the cat I got. His name is Puss in Boots, man. He's a Puss in Boots. He is so big. But anyway, I got Brandon Tiger. I'm going to call him Tiger. He's big. Anyway.
Call him Tiger.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods because he's fixed.
Yeah, right.
Call him Tiger Woods. He is not going to get him. We're going to let him and Kitty meet.
That's not a good idea.
Maybe he can give Kitty some and she'll get pregnant. Why is that not a good idea?
You really want that to happen.
Why not?
And then you will have 10 cats and not know what to do with them.
No, he's fixed.
He's fixed.
He's fixed. Okay.
Yeah, he's fixed. Folks, welcome to Crush Grooves. I am your host, Miss LaCrush Hart, with my co-host. Oh, right, because I was getting ready to say, I guess he's not there anymore. 805-830-8320 is the number to call in. Join the conversation. Let us know how your week is going. We're past the halfway mark of the summer season. We're literally the last Thursday of July. We're going into August. I got my first bathing suit in over 10 years. I got me a brand new tiger. I got my toes did. I got my nails did.
All
I got
right.
some new hair. I'm ready for my next party. I mean, going to go to the beach. Haven't been to the beach in I don't know how long. I got a lot going on, man. We got a brand new show coming Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have two new members to the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. Frenchie is his name. He's out of Jersey. Trinity B, she's in Dallas, Texas. They have over 10 years experience in the swingers lifestyle, swingers state of mind. We're going to be talking about the taboo side of sexuality, so you don't want to miss it. Please support us every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m. Eastern. We're going to just have a good time because you know how we do.
We're going to appear on the website right here.
Who's going to appear on what website?
The new show.
Ew, don't be rushing me.
I'm just saying.
Don't be rushing me. Didn't I say I've been busy for the last couple of weeks?
Okay.
But they are coming soon. I'm working on it as we speak. So, I don't know. Give me a minute because I have so much going on right now. I got a lot of stuff happening. Shout out to everybody that been hitting me up on Facebook. I am not ignoring y'all. Everybody's like, well, I guess you're going to just ignore me. Stop being so damn sensitive. Oh, my goodness.
Who's got their hands up?
I've been busy. Please don't tell me you ain't do that after we talked about over a week ago. You serious? Yes, I'm serious. It's not my fault. You acting like you got connects like that. You know, like, come on. Like, really? Really, dude? Really? No, I'm just playing.
Who's got their hands up in
so much going on. Hey, Neutron. I didn't even know you hung up. What's going on, Neutron?
My phone cut off, and my phone is kind of a little slow, so, you know, blame me, you know? I'm chilling, though, because my phone be acting up sometimes, so, you know.
Okay. No. You ain't going to give us all that explanation. No, just playing.
Okay.
Bear with me, people. I'm trying to catch up. I'm running a little slow. I have bad time management. Y'all know that already. The only thing I do on time is this show. So be patient. Be patient, damn it. Anyway, I'm going to continue with my rain music because that's what I does. This is Crush Grooves once again. We're going to come back, and I may have a topic for y'all. I don't know. I'm just winging it right now. Song requests, dedications, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that number one. We'll let you on air. If I have the song, I'll definitely play. If I don't have the song, bite me. Have a backup. Anyway, I will play this long-ass song. It's going to be a two-song set. We're going to come back and we're going to finish our conversation. I like this song, though. As soon as it plays.
I never meant to call you in pain.
Thank you.
Radio, you're listening to Crush Grooves with Black Reporter.
Oh yeah, I did have myself on mute, didn't I? Okay. Phone Fantasy Radio, Crush Grooves. That right there was Raindrops by Gerald Levert. Before that we had It Will Rain by Kelly Price, one of my favorites. And I played Purple Rain by Prince.
How
unfortunately
dare you?
Yeah, exactly. I cut it. It's, first of all, it's 8 minutes and 40 seconds long. Okay.
That's the national anthem of the nation.
Listen, that is not the damn national anthem of the nation. Listen. Maybe another day I would play that, but I'm not feeling that way right now. So I cut that bitch in half. Like, I played 4 minutes. I got the 4 minutes in there. I got it to the instrumental part, but who was gonna let that shit ride out? Not me. I'll be sleeping this bitch. Like I said, I've been on my feet all day, literally from 9:45, 9:30. Shit, I woke up, folks, at 7 something, and here we are now at 10 something. I don't do that. At 7 something, I'm going to sleep. okay? I was working on 5 hours of sleep. If y'all on my Facebook page, if not, get on there. Facebook.com/LaHart. Also, Facebook.com/HeartsRadio. Look up Black Reporter. He's on there. Look up the Super Fluffy Flirt. Look up Brick's House Radio Show. Look up Phone Fantasy Radio. All that. We take it over Facebook.
And we also got
the Fancy Lounge. So, you know, I don't do that. You know, I'm normally going to sleep at 7 o'clock. You know, and you know, I was on. You know, I've been busy. I've been on my feet. I've been all that.
By the way, it's just at the top of the hour.
Wow.
And you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, with La Crush and Crush Crew, with La Crush and Black Reporter, right here.
Wow.
And we post on radio.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Who's busting in our show?
Who?
That is Neutron.
Oh, I'm just saying, it's just something for the radio.
No.
I'm not even going there.
Nice try, but no.
Nah.
All right, folks. We are at the top of the hour. This
just
is Crush Grooves, 2 hour show. We're at 10:01. What you mean a little over an hour? Isn't it 10:01?
No, it's 10:07.
Oh, 10:07. Okay. Ooh, I was 7 minutes off. Ooh. Anyway, we are at the top of the hour, like I said, because we ain't even get into the damn hour yet. And we're basically freestyling. Tonight is was supposed to be the school battle between myself and Black Reporter, but like I said, I've had a long day. I wasn't being able to prepare the way I would prepare it. However, it's raining out here in Brooklyn, New York, on the East Coast. We got the rain from this morning. Now we got thunderstorms and lightning and tornado warnings going on.
Yeah,
and,
all day.
That's a normal Louisiana forecast.
So?
You see, here, they're called popcorn shops.
Did we ask you about Louisiana? Was we even talking about Louisiana? Exactly. We're talking about Brooklyn. Why you always got to make it about
you?
You're so
well,
selfish.
The thing is, you talk about Brooklyn, like...
You're so selfish.
It again, huh?
You're so selfish. You're very, very selfish. She's a selfish person. However, that's not what I wanted to get into. I was leading up to something, but you messed it all up now because you want to be selfish. Yeah. You do it every day. Anyway, what I was going to ask, if you tuned in to Tuesday's show, I went on a little soapbox rant kind of thing. Kind of thing. Everybody's calling the soapbox. Like I jumped on my soapbox a couple of times. And since then, guys have been hitting me up with, you know, different stuff and on their perspective of things and how they feel, you know, about the stuff that I said on Tuesday. And then, you know, they're like, you know, bitch boo die pretty much. Anyway, somebody brought it to my attention. I guess they found it for somebody else's group or whatever. And I came with the idea of, I read a book. Everybody probably has heard this book by Michael Bazin. Men Cry in the Dark. And it got me wondering, is there truth to that? And if there is truth to that, how do you think that affects us as affects everyone, even guys and meaning men and women, our viewpoints on the male gender? Do I make any sense, folks?
Actually, that is a good question.
I know. That's why I said it. Yeah. You know, listen, Black Reporter, you've been dealing with me for I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. You was on this show Tuesday. I told you this, and you acted like you forgot it already. The one thing I said was, I'm awesome. Like, how do you forget that? Sheesh.
No,
anyway.
I don't forget that. You keep reminding me of that.
Exactly. I'm awesome. So I would put together,
and
paste together
like
an awesome question.
You would like to be extraordinary.
I don't want you to be extraordinary. I want whoever feels that they're extraordinary, I want them to be extraordinary and speak the fuck up. Let us know that they're extraordinary. That's what I'm looking for. You could be whatever you want to be.
Right.
I don't have no, as I explained to a good friend of mine, I have no expectations when it comes to men. Because then what that leads to is just, listen, there's a whole theory about that. I'm not even going to jump on that soapbox. Don't get me started, Black Reporter. That's all I'm going to say. on that note, that's a whole other life lesson.
Whole other show.
Maybe. Anyway, so that's my question. I'm going to hit you up, Black Reporter, because you are my co-host. What do you think about us? The first question, you a man. Do you cry in the dark? Meaning, you know, if you feel in some type of way and you get emotional, do you hide your emotions from other people?
No, I don't hide my emotions. I am an emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and any woman who's going to be in a relationship with me needs to know that. I let her know that from the very beginning. I am an emotional person. And I come out and at the beginning and ask, how do you feel about men crying?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I get the response, they're human too.
So
men
what?
Men have emotions too, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
okay.
The response I normally get.
All right. And what are your thoughts about men that cry? When you see other men cry, how does that make you feel personally, being a man and all, and being emotional that you are? Do you feel for that person? Do you sympathize? I mean,
yeah, I sympathize. Of course.
Okay. We're gonna hit the next generation, Neutron.
Yes.
You're a younger cat. You're at a different ball game than Black Reporter. How do you feel? Do you personally wear your emotions on your sleeve? Do you cry in public, or are you one to hide your emotions?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, like, in a way I am kind of, because, you know, if I feel like, if I had nobody like this for many years, for that long, and it's not working, then I could feel that I'm emotional too, because, you know, I know much, it's like sisters sometimes, but, you know, my situation is, you know, I had to go back and forth, and, you know, it just came out of nowhere. Like my son's emotional state is working to just lock up. It's not enough.
But Crush, you see where that comes from is that there has been a, what is it, Francis? A 15-year period in which we as men were instructed, you gotta be cold and hard, and you gotta you can't show your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those who said bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Right. Lady C, what are your thoughts? I mean, you have a kid, you have a son, you do have a son, right?
Yes, I have a son.
Okay, yeah, so you've raised a man. What are your thoughts about, you know, men crying in the dark and things of that nature?
I think men, they have emotions and they just need to learn to, I mean, sometimes it's okay to let somebody know you have feelings and what's going on. Because I think when you keep it bottled up, it causes more trouble than when you let your feelings be known. Tell them how you feel. If they upset you, let them know they upset you. if something's hurting you, you can't just, they say man up so much. But the reality is when you man up and you bottle it up, eventually you snap, and it's for no little reason.
Amen, preacher.
Then you wonder why.
To preach.
You can't be hot all the time, though, you know.
You know, but you got to learn how to filter and conversate with people, and especially your significant other. You got to learn to let them know what turns you on, what makes you happy, what makes you mad. My son, he's such a good father. He, when his wife says she doesn't want to be bothered with the kids, he'll pick them up and he takes them with him. He has no problem with being the dad and helping her take the time out. You know. So it's like give and take. You know, men don't have to cry in the dark if they have someone that will accept what's going on and help them deal with dealing with. But yeah, men still cry about it and they hurt like women do, but men know want to say, I'm a man, I can take it, and inside it's crushing. You know, same thing that hurt a woman is to tell certain men that they fat. It hurts them, but they walk around big old. That's muscle. You know. So yeah.
Okay.
They just need
okay.
to learn.
What? I totally agree. We still got the conversation going. I see from the 718-0812. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Just walked in my house, just retuning in. How you doing, Lady LaCrush?
I'm doing quite well. Introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're calling from.
My name is Ray Bannister. I'm known as Formal Ray on the show. I'm calling in from my hometown of Staten Island, New York, getting ready to turn 38 tomorrow.
Congratulations,
Yay.
Formal Ray. Congratulations. Oh,
it's
I have a
his
question.
Birthday.
Are you going to be part of that party?
Rumor has it I might actually make an appearance.
But why would you ask that, Black Reporter? Wait, but Black Reporter, why would you ask that?
Well, I mean, you have a party on Saturday. He has a birthday tomorrow. Why not?
Okay. No, it's just crazy you would
Black
ask
Reporter, him. Black Reporter, very creative. I like that.
I guess he wasn't. Yeah, but.
That's a big one, though.
Okay. Anyway, folks. Right, that's what they want to know. Anyway, folks, you're tuned into Crush Grooves with LaCrush, Black Reporter. We got Lady C, we got Neutron, and we got Formal Ray, who just stepped into the building, making it home on this rainy, hot Thursday night in New York City. So, Formal Ray, we're talking about when men cry in the dark. And basically men showing the emotions and how they, you know, how are you being the person that you are. You shared a lot with us, so I'm going to ask you some more stuff because I get all up in
your
business.
Okay, fire away.
But, are you an emotional person? Do you show your emotions or do you shy away from showing your emotions?
I show it. I don't have much to hide. And, you know, I think that the strength is in showing the emotion. And my thing is we're all human. We all cry. Some cry more than others. Some shout and yell more than others. But, you know, although my emotions are in check, I do show it.
Okay. Sounds good. And are you, because I guess you're a man and you see other men cry. I'm not talking about boys, I'm talking about men. You see another man cry, are you sympathetic? Or are you like man up? Or, you know, what's your attitudes toward them?
You know, although I say it depends on what they're crying for or whom, you know, most of the time I'm empathetic and sympathetic. Heck, I mean, I remember 16 years ago when I had a temporary breakup with a girl who I was with at the time. It was temporary, and, you know, out of nowhere, things were going on around me. You know, me and my friend Wayne that night, we were in a restaurant, and the waitresses were arguing with each other. And this was a few hours ago that I broke up with this girl temporarily. And with everything going on around me, I cried, and I did not see that coming. I didn't foresee that. And that was the first time Wayne saw me cry. He had to comfort me for a change, because usually I'm there weeping to his eyes because of things going on in his life at the time. So, you know, I didn't feel ashamed when I cried, and to this day I still don't. There is no shame in crying because, you know, emotions are real. And
yes.
And the thing is, if something is that deep to the point where it brings you to tears, you know, that's one thing. But it's like, you know, it's like if you at a certain age and you shed in tears because I'm talking about from a man's perspective, somebody calls you a name and stuff. I mean, my goodness, if that brings you to tears, please man up. But other than that, you know, the emotions of a relationship, of a family, you know, and stuff like that, you know, the emotions of the death of a loved one especially, nah, of course, I mean, that's nothing to condemn. I think there's strength in tears.
Exactly.
That is a very awesome outtake on it.
Yeah, very deep.
I guess. Huh?
Very deep.
Right, very deep. We'll bring in one more caller from the 614-1707, which is Columbus, Ohio. We have Big John in the building.
John.
You made a good point on that. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like if it's a loved one or a family mm-hmm. member, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with it. But also, it really, if you build it up, it's going to cause more damage. Because, you know, if you hold it in, it can cause a lot of pressure and stress and stuff. You know, I don't see nothing wrong with crying. I mean, there's different types of crying. Like, you know, you can get hit
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. You know. But, no, I don't see mm-hmm. nothing wrong with it.
Good move.
What's the name of your cat anyway, sweetheart?
Garfield.
His official name is Max. That's his official name.
What's his name?
I got
a, this is a male cat?
Yeah. His unofficial name.
Name your cat Sex. If it gets loose and the cops ask you what you're looking for, tell them you're looking for Sex.
Oh, my God. Come in. He's going out the window. He scared the shit out of me.
Cat jumped out the window.
He's trying to jump out the window, folks. I don't want to grab him and he run away.
Yeah, hey, we'll trade cats. Mine's a female. She's in heat. She's making all kinds of wonderful noises.
She's making wonderful noises. What?
Yeah. She's single and she wants to get out.
She's single
oh,
and she wants to
God.
Get out. That sounds kind of nasty.
You know how my cat...
That don't even sound sexy. That sounds kind of nasty.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
No, like you went to bestiality.
Rubbing all over the floor. What they do is, in their way, they're trying to communicate for a cat outside.
Oh, I got him now. I had to open up a can of food. Oh, he hiding in the back.
Maybe the cat wants, maybe he wants some milk from the tap.
Anyway, all right, so here's back to our conversation about me crying and dogs. Here's my theory. Well, I don't really have a theory. These are just my random
thoughts.
Honey,
you can be my doctor.
See, this is why we put you on mute. You just random with it. You just keep going and going and going the wrong direction. So, he got to use Kitty's spoon. Huh?
Wait a minute, what kind of food did you get him?
He's got kitty food.
Oh, no shit, I know that. Did
he's
you get him the...
And he's not a kitty.
He's
a
tiger.
Cat.
He's a tiger.
He's a tiger, huh?
He's a big fucking cat.
I don't even know where he went. He's gonna jump out the window. He's looking
for pussy.
The cat is gonna leave us. But I was in the middle of a thought here before I got distracted with the cat. I apologize, folks.
Oh, that's your animal.
Thank you, Formal Ray, for your comment there. I agree with you actually. And I also think that it depends on the situation, and it depends on the personality as well, because in some instance, you know, I don't know if it's just me. I do know it's just me. But the guys I seem to attract are more than just a tad bit emotional. They
crush, don't leave me, baby.
You know, like,
everybody got formal emotions. Everybody got emotions, you know, everybody's got to express themselves, everybody's got to feel it, you know. What you could tell by
No. Let me finish my thought real quick. So, I know everybody's emotional. I know everybody got emotions. But the gentlemen, they're like just a tad bit over that emo, like they're over emotional.
Oh,
about the silliest stuff. You know, about the silliest stuff, you know.
Explain.
Okay, so I'm going to cut and paste something, you know, a situation. Been talking to this guy, and for a couple of weeks, we've been communicating back and forth. And we finally met. You know, we hung out with each other for a full day. We hung out with each other for a full day. The idea of that this party is coming up on Saturday and the fact that I throw parties, he has gotten super emotional. He's like, well, if you're in this like he's like, oh, well, you told me you was done with this lifestyle and blase, blase, which is not true. I tell every man this. Everywhere. This is not a secret. This is like my motto. I do not make promises on my pussy. I do not go to a party with the expectations of fucking but having a good time. Quote unquote. That's the Crush Hearts motto. If you've talked to me, if you've communicated me, if you express interest in me, those two things are what I refer to, you know, these are the things I tell people when I have a party. I'm a swinger, yes, it is a lifestyle, yes. I don't play at everybody's party, I barely play at my own. You know, when it comes, like, my expectations for a party, I want to have a good time. This is my moment to be barefooted, looking sexy, being around a bunch of men that's in heat, and just being jolly, okay? Like I'm a flirt with you, obviously.
Ooh,
super fluffy,
shake it
flirt.
Off, baby.
The super fluffy flirt. I'm gonna flirt with you. We're gonna have a conversation. We're gonna talk. You're gonna ask me. I get to shut you down. I'm not, you know. At the end of the day, one thing I tell people about me that I have over every woman that I know, I'm a realist. Okay. I realize that because I am, quote unquote, La Crush Hearts online, then I do post what I do post. I am going to attract a certain type of guy. I realize this. I accept this. I move on. You get what I'm saying? If you listen to this show, you may think, oh, you're man bashing, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. I don't believe that at all. I believe, at the end of the day, I am helping my fellow man. I believe I am helping, like, instead of me helping women, I'm helping men. Instead of me being in a sisterhood, I'm in the brotherhood. Because I think everything that I've said or everything that I've suggested for a man is only for the betterment of him. If you take what I say and actually test it out, don't shoot it down because you think it's bogus. Test it and check out the results. Then come back to me. And once again, I've challenged men many of times. If I say something on the show, test it out. Then come back to me and say, Crush, you know what? You were wrong. Or Crush, you know what? You was right. Put my theories to the test. Like, so serious. I'm awesome. Automatically, but I'm just saying I'm not being conceited or nothing like that. Do not get it twisted. I just said I'm awesome. There is a big difference. Anyway, whatever I've suggested, put the theory to test, because I'm telling you, if you look at any self-help book, they're going to tell you the same thing, and unfortunately, you don't pay $29.99 for it. Here, you got it for free. My email account for PayPal is LHRHEARTS718@gmail.com. You can give me the $29.99 because I done helped you out tremendously. I'm not a dating coach. And I tell all of, and I tell my women this too. I'm not a dating coach. I'm not any of this. But because I have not been in your situation and I'm on the outside looking in, I have a different perspective. And my perspective, I say, is I'm real. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. I'm going to tell you exactly how you should do it. And then I'm going to tell you to test it out. And if you test it out and it's wrong, by all means, I'll fall the fuck back. I'll shut up. I will stop Bone Fantasy Radio. So you've listened to it. I don't tell you nothing that I wouldn't do myself, and I have done it, and, you know, it's A-okay. I'm giving a thumbs up to my computer like y'all can see me. Anyway, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Give us a call. Join the conversation. Black reporter, why you always got to talk when I talk?
No, just give me a 30-minute warning.
Is that what I asked him, y'all? Did I ask him what you do, or did I ask him why do you always got to talk when I talk? Not what you said, it's when you said it. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, phonefantasyradio.com. Shout out to, that's my website, right? What's funny? Anyway, next Wednesday, brand new show, Swing a State of Mind. Join us. We are at our 27-minute mark. And the only thing I can suggest, my tip for today, because I gave y'all tips last Tuesday about me being awesome and all that other good stuff. My tip for today is, it sounds good. That's my tip for today. It sounds good. You know, you know, in certain situations, people will tell you what they think you want to hear. And sometimes you got to remind yourself that it sounds good, but nah. You know, sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone, and you got to actually smell the shit that somebody is shoving to you. You really do. You can't, do not take it for roses. Do not, because it's only at the end of the day, the only person that's going to suffer is you. At the end of the day, is you. You're going to suffer for the simple fact that you know better. You don't need to look nowhere else. You know what you need to do. You know how you should do it. You know this already. You just need to come to the realization, like I have, that this is something that you can do. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just got to tell yourself, like, I get it, but I don't get it. And yeah, stop that. Stop all that self-doubting. We got to do that. That's my theory for today, Thursday. Stop self-doubting. It's nothing to do it. That is so cliche, but it's so true. You'll never know the truth unless you go ahead and put your best foot forward. You know, if you fall, get your black ass or white ass or purple ass or pink ass back up and do it again. You know, it's your life. You only have one. You might as well live it to the fullest. So stop being scared and stop being lazy and stop being a chicken and get your ass up. On that note, I digress.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk.
That's real talk. That's true story. That's what it is. I've been saying that for the longest now. True story. That's true story. I know that's old, but I'm bringing it back. Shout out to somebody who just hit me up. I don't know. She looked like a sexy black lady, but her last name is Hax, so she's scaring me. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and get into this song set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation about earthing. About earthing, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about earthing. All right? Yeah,
earthing.
Exactly.
805-830-8320 is the number. 805-830-8320 if you want to get it.
Step one.
Oh.
Make it together.
Nice, nice, nice.
Very nice.
Welcome back to Crush Grooves. I'm your host, LaCrush Hearts, along with my co-host, Black Reporter. We've had a very nice show. I think it was a decent show, right, guys?
Yes,
I have Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We also got Neutron from the BX. And I also got Formal Ray, the birthday man, out of Staten Island, New York, joining us. Shout out to our co-host, our first lieutenant, excuse me, Brick, and Sunny, and Sun752, and On the Quest, and all the guests, and all the people that are hitting me up, and, you know, the, just enjoying us, pretty much.
I have a question. Was it just me, or was our conversation, our last conversation we had, it was his last, well, at least with the first song of his last song set. The conversation about men wanting to hide their emotions, you know, I want to go outside in the rain. Why? Because I don't want to see you. I don't want you to see me cry.
Right. But that's everybody. I mean, we all do it. It's not just men. Women do it as well, especially, I think, in this time age, is that, even if that's even a word, in this time and age, that's what I was trying to do, so I blended it together. Anyway, in this time age, you know, with the fact that we have been so strong-willed and independent and giving off the aura that we don't need nobody because we can do it ourselves.
This is a song in the 70s.
Word, that's how you're going to do me right now?
This is a song in the 70s, though.
Word, that's how you're going to do me right now?
Exactly.
Word.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's green, Black Reporter.
It doesn't matter when it was put out because, you know, women have always been oppressed. Like, I laugh, but I'm very serious. Like, you know, we just got the right to vote, what, in 1920? Come on, really?
Yeah.
Really, Black Reporter?
I know.
You know, and then with the fact that we, because we are the home caregivers, so to speak, as far as we're taking care of the home and we're basically the heart of the home, and we're supposed to keep everything in the home together, a lot of stuff is blamed on us. When we say everything starts in the home, especially when it comes to our youth, it's blamed on women because, you know, women are supposed to represent, you know, just that, you know, and it's more than just it being a woman's fault or a man's fault. It's a community's fault. But anyway, that's a whole other topic and a whole other situation, and we only got 6 minutes remaining on the airwaves, but, you know, I'm going to get deep on y'all one day. Anyway, join me Sunday because I am going to make it my business to be on air so I can tell y'all how it went down. The Leo Extravaganza is going down this Saturday, Coney Island, Brooklyn. I'm going to be in my sexy wear because I dropped down a size, so I feel it sexy. So I got my toenails did. I'm going to put that on Instagram in a minute. I got my nails did. Y'all need to follow me at LaCrush Hearts. So, you know, I'm going to be all party. And in the midst of me being all party and having a good time, I'm going to meet, hopefully, Mr. Formal Ray, the birthday man. We're going to meet up, and we're going to have a good time together. Right, Formal Ray?
I wish I could come right now, but you're not.
I'm going to meet Formal Ray. Neutron, I got you. We'll meet another time. If you want to meet me and get in the New York City area, hit me up on Facebook at LaCrush Hearts or send me an email, phonefantasyrare@gmail.com, and I'll let you treat me to dinner.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like that with that idea, right? You can treat me to dinner. We'll make plans. We'll make plans, or you can call me directly, 347-766-7229, a.k.a. 347-POOR-BBW. Easy way to remember my number. On that note, once again, join me on Sunday for the late night with the Super Fluffy Flirt, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., because that's how I do it. At the end of the Sunday, I'm going to tell y'all basically sum up everything and let y'all know how Tiger, a.k.a. Garfield, a.k.a. Matt, is doing. We just had a scare. I told y'all he was at the window. We thought he ran away, but I found him.
Where'd you go?
I couldn't even enjoy the song because I'm running around the house looking for him. Like, he was in the bathroom. He actually came out the bathroom and he hid behind, like, I have like a junk box underneath a thing, and he hid behind it. Now, like I said, this is a big cat. So for him to hide in it, like, I was able to just pet him for the first time. But, you know, he's on Instagram, so y'all can definitely check that out. I'm going to make a Flickr page anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Is this going to be a mutual beneficial relationship?
What do you mean?
In other words, are you guys actually going to like each other? Like you and Kitty?
Are me and Max going to be that way?
Yeah.
Well, Max just got here at 8 o'clock. And we only at 10 o'clock, so I can't really answer that. Right. From my understanding, he tried to run away on his way over here. Somebody picked him up for us. He got out the bag. He had, you know, the carrier case. He was hung out the carrier case, hanging off a thread or something like that, and it was like a whole ordeal trying to get him over here. And like I said, we was in a nail salon getting purtified, so I don't even know. Like, he's been running around. He's hiding under beds. He's, you know, and it's like he's such a big cat. He's a house cat. He really is a house cat. He's such a big cat that he's fitting in these little spaces. Like, it's awesome. He actually pushed my box out of its place and took the place over. I don't know if it's because Kitty smell is everywhere, so I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll keep y'all updated. Late nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. Hit me up on Facebook. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Get all our links. Get the updates. We're on Tumblr. We're on everything. Also, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we got Brick House with our homegirl, Brick, the first lieutenant. We got Tuesday, the Adult Zone, with myself and Black Reporter. We're back on air. Tuesday. Trifling News, exactly. Wednesday, brand new debut of Swinger State of Mind with our brand new team members, Trinity B from Dallas and Frenchie from New Jersey. That's 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m. on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, we're already in August. Like, we in August right now. Thursday, Crush Grooves, we'll be doing the Battle of the Sexes. Holla. We got Captain Black Reporter and Captain Brick for the ladies. I'm going to be your hostess. We got Lady C on around. You know, we need y'all help. I got some wacko questions, random easy questions. I'm going to go easy on y'all this round. But, yeah, join us for that Battle of the Sexes trivia.
Black Reporter on my team.
Battle of the Sexes trivia going down Thursday. It was supposed to be this Thursday, but like I said, long day, long week. I'll get back at you. On that note, any last words? Anybody? Any shout-outs? Anything?
Brown Reporter and I are going to be working on a few things, so there will be a cubbyhole soon.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, there will be a cubbyhole on the website soon.
Oh.
And as far as myself, I now have a computer, and if you're on MSN, and hopefully you are, you can connect with me at FCBOMINIQUE_0531 at hotmail.com.
Come here,
Kitty. I'm going to try to see if I can do a Black Reporter.
Okay. You ever thought about getting on Yahoo?
I do have Yahoo.com, but unfortunately,
why don't do that message?
But unfortunately, Messenger isn't opening.
Okay, folks. Well, we'll figure that out. Thank y'all once again for tuning in. Appreciate it, Lady C. Good luck on your business adventure. Hopefully, you'll come back on Tuesday and let us know what the dealio. Thank you, Neutron, and can't wait to meet you, Formal Ray.
Yeah,
happy
yeah.
birthday. Do enjoy your birthday, your actual birthday, which is tomorrow night. Do enjoy.
Do enjoy your birthday,
and,
Formal Ray.
Yeah, do enjoy
your
birthday.
Formal Ray.
Huh?
What'd you say, Play Reporter?
I say enjoy your birthday, bro.
Thank you very much. I intend to enjoy my birthday throughout the whole weekend.
All right.
Yeah. So bold. So bold.
Don't even do that.
Which,
don't even go there, Lady C. Don't even go there. Y'all learn tonight, right, Lady C? I didn't even say that out loud, Lady C. You didn't even say that out loud. You gonna learn tonight. No, I'm just playing. shout out to Brick. Shout out to Sunny Shine. Shout out to Sunset 52. Shout out to everybody, John from Ohio. Everybody that checked us out. On that note, are we gonna do an official ending Black Reporter, or are we gonna do like I always do and play a song, like I have been doing?
You all, like you always do.
You gonna let me leave without? With a song?
Yeah,
you have me. Yeah, because I have to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, on that note, I get to pick the last song. On that note, I'm going to pick this guy right here. His name is Will Downing. Al. Y'all didn't know I knew about that, right? Yeah, I knew about that. Anyway, here goes to Will Downing, and we will see you, well, I will see y'all Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah.